please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about female betrayal. Well, let's go. Yes, this is coming from the ultimate dishwasher, Queen Victoria. She said, were women to unisex themselves by claiming equality with men, they would become the most hateful, heathen, and disgusting beings and would surely perish without male protection. Queen Empress Victoria I, the most powerful woman in history. But she still needs to wash plates because that's what women are for. But, you know, people are stupid. Why? Because of equality. Oh, and this, incidentally, if you didn't know this, they, in the 17th century, they went bankrupt. And guess what? The Rothschilds paid for them. In exchange for what, you say? Breeding rights. So yes, all the royals, I've been mixed in with people that the Rothschilds have been choosing. Yeah, supposedly Queen Victoria and, what's his name, Winston Churchill are related. Oh, and incidentally, too, did you know that, what's his name, Trump and King Charles are related? Oh, yes, they're all royalty. They're all related. So that means that he's our king, so we're being controlled. So, yeah, he's just a mutated form of royalty, and if you think that we're not slaves, you're stupid. Well, anyways, talking about slavery, let's continue with this story, right? Yes, look at this. This is the female betrayer that I've been talking about, just like how Queen Victoria was slanging her ass. This bitch was slanging her ass for ISIS. Yes, the FBI translator who went rogue and married an ISIS terrorist. Yes, and it was back from May 1st of 2017. Yes, women know how to betray, don't they? Ooh, yes, and they're taking positions of power, so fun times indeed. Yeah, look at Hillary Clinton. In my opinion, she's a fucking betrayer and she should be executed. Supposedly, she got executed in Guantanamo Bay recently. Yeah, her husband, Barack Obama and all them, supposedly been killed. I don't know if it's true or not, but supposedly. Oh, that'd be nice if it was true, but whatever. Yeah, shouldn't this be a FBI translator, not an FBI translator? Am I stupid? I know I'm a wetback and all, but I think that grammar's wrong, but okay, whatever. An FBI translator with top secret security clearance traveled to Syria in 2014 and married a key ISIS operative she had been assigned to investigate, CNN has learned. Oh shit, you fall in love with your fucking target? Whew, that's fucking awesome. The rogue employee, Daniela Green, lied to the FBI about where she was going and warned her new husband he was under investigation according to federal court records. You know what's funny? Is that they block her face, but yet they put her name up. Huh, funny, huh? I guess we're all slaves. Green saga. Dude, this is not a fucking, like, a happy-go-lucky story. What the fuck? Which has never been publicized, exposes an embarrassing breach of national security at the FBI. Well, shit, man. It just shows you that the government can't do shit right because they're fucking stupid. An agency that has made its mission rooting out ISIS sympathizers across the country. Yeah, and they're doing a good job at that, right? Fucking idiots. It also raises questions about whether Green received favorable treatment from Justice Department prosecutors who charged her with a relatively minor offense. Oh, because she's a woman. Because women could do no wrong. But if it was a guy, they would have crucified him, right? Yes. Always protect women because of feelings. Man. Yeah, this is useful as having a fucking Holocaust museum in South Korea, right? Just saying. Then asked a judge to give her a reduced sentence in exchange for her cooperation, the details of which remain shrouded in court-ordered secrecy. Why? Because she's a woman? Why do they give her special treatment? In my opinion, this chick is a traitor. And you know what you're supposed to do with traitors, right? Yes, it's supposed to be death, right? But no, people do this bullshit, right? If you think this shit is cool or something, then you're stupid. And I don't know, maybe you should drink some antifreeze. Supposedly, it tastes sweet. I don't know, I wouldn't do that, but people do stupid shit, right? Just saying. And look, the stupidity doesn't end. Look, it says, the man Green married was no ordinary terrorist. Oh, really? Do tell. Tell me this guy's backstory, please. He was Dennis Cuspert, a German rapper turned ISIS pitchman. Of course, you married a fucking rapper? You fucking stupid bitch. Stereotype much? Always going for the thug, huh? Fucking whore. Whose growing influence as an online recruiter for violent jihadists put him on the radar of counterterrorism authorities on two continents. Ooh, you chose a fucking jihadist giga chat, huh? Oh shit, he suicide bombed your butthole, huh? And he took your heart with it. In Germany, Cuspert went by the rap name Deso Dog. Okay. In Syria, he was known as Abu Tahal al-Hamani. Whatever that shit is. Whatever. I don't speak fucking dork. He praised Osama bin Laden in a song. Gee, what happened to Osama bin Laden? Didn't they shoot him and throw his ass overboard? Huh. I think so. I don't remember. I'm kind of stupid that way. Anywho, threatened former President Barack Obama with a throat-cutting gesture. Ooh, now I like this guy. Cool. Fuck Obama. He's a bitch in my opinion, right? And he likes dudes. Anyways, and appeared in propaganda videos, including one in which he was holding a freshly severed human head. Oh, shit. Maybe that was the head of his waifu. Huh? Yeah, maybe it's his previous wife. That's what they do over there, don't they? Just saying. Within weeks of marrying Cuspert, Green, 38, old bitch, seemed to realize she had made a terrible mistake. What, did she get the female version of post-nut clarity? I doubt that much, dumb bitch. Oh, sorry with the little Snapchat thingy. Yeah, some fucking bitch is trying to fucking be annoying. What can I say? Ugh. I hate when I get popular because then people start bothering me. I want to go back into, fade into the background. Gee, then why are you doing YouTube? But I'm not showing my face. Does it still count? Nah. She fled back to the US where she was immediately arrested and agreed to cooperate with authorities. Well, yeah, they already caught you, you stupid bitch. You're not a very good spy, are you? If you get caught that quick. Anyways, she pleaded guilty to making false statements involving international terrorism and was sentenced to 2 years in federal prison. She was released last summer. Gee, yeah, women always get a slap in the wrist, right? If you or I would have done that shit because we're men, they would have crucified us. Oh, yes. Yes, this chick became a traitor for this guy. Look at him. Look at him. This guy must have a big fucking dick for this chick to do this. Yeah, in my opinion, this guy looks like fucking Dr. Dre's son. Yeah, look at him. Is that what she want? Yeah, the guy could rap, but he's not a multimillionaire. He's fucking not even a fucking really great known celebrity. He's a micro celebrity at best. I'm probably known more than this fucking dildo. But yes, this chick fucking went for this guy. Oh, women are so dumb. But yet we want these women. Yes. Yeah, you can't trust these women because they're gonna lead you to stray. And guess what happens? Then your ass is in trouble. But because she's a woman, she gets a slap in the wrist and you go rot in hell. So don't do it. Don't follow women because then you're stupid. Just like the dog following his vomit, the fool follows his folly. So yeah. The FBI, in a statement to CNN, said as a result of Green's case, it took several steps in a variety of areas to identify and reduce security vulnerabilities. The FBI continues to strengthen protective measures in carrying out its vital work. The FBI did not identify what steps were taken and declined further comment. Of course, they're not gonna tell you how fucking the sausage is made. Duh. A stunning embarrassment for the FBI, ding ding ding, no doubt about it, said John Kirby. Ooh, is that Kirby's Adventure? Yay, that big pink bastard, swallow this shit, you dumb fuck. A former State Department official, oh, he works for the government, wrong Kirby, right? said he suspects Green's entry into Syria required the approval of top ISIS leaders. Probably. Most outsiders trying to get into an ISIS region in Syria risk getting their heads cut off, said Kirby, now a CNN commentator on national security matters. Oh, so that's what you're doing after Smash Brothers? Good for you, Kirby. So for her to be able to get it in as an American, as a woman, and as an FBI employee, and to be able to take up residence with a known ISIS leader, that all had to be coordinated. Yes, sir. Yes, this woman's betrayal knows no bounds, but yet you gave her a slap in the wrist. Good times indeed, right? I wish I was a woman so I could do stupid shit. I just get in trouble. Big difference. In court papers filed in U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C., prosecutors characterized Green's conduct as egregious, deserving of severe punishment, but they never came. The assistant U.S. attorney Thomas Gisile said Green had violated the public trust, the trust of the officials who granted her security clearance, and the trust of those with whom she worked, and in doing so, endangered our nation's security. Well, duh. Even though Green's conduct skirted a line of dangerously close to another more serious charges, the prosecutor argued she should receive a lighter sentence because of her cooperation. Yes, because she's a woman, she gets a lighter sentence, but if she was a man, they would have nailed her ass to the wall, but you know, whatever. Oh, it looks like this is going to be more than 15 minutes, so don't worry, I'm not going to abuse you that much. To make a long story short, this chick doesn't get fucked, she becomes a hostess for a hotel or whatever, and yeah, life goes on. This bitch should have got crucified, but you know, it's okay to let people betray you, because they're women. No, it's not alright. To make a point is that women could do whatever the hell they want and they suffer no consequences. If they do, it's going to be a slap of the wrist, at best. Yeah, so what can you do as a man? You can't make these women into your wife or your girlfriends or anything like that because they end up doing some stupid shit. Yeah, maybe if you're a rapper that sings about beheading people, then yeah, maybe you could get yourself a good woman, but not in this place, not in this day of age. Nope. So yes, fellas, concentrate on yourself, make as much money as you can, work out so your body's physically strong. Yeah, and then move on forward, because there's nothing else to concentrate on. So concentrate on yourself, because relationships are going to be the ruin of you. I've noticed that it's been screwing me up, so yeah. The next person I'm going to love is me. So you guys do the same thing and love yourself. So goodbye.
Got some comments the other day on my post after I got hurt shoulder press. Maybe you should quit, Huck Finn. Maybe you should quit lifting. Or quit lifting heavy. Let me ask you this. Did you quit eating Mexican food the first time you got fucking diarrhea? Did you quit drinking beer the first time you got a hangover? Or did you quit having sex the first time you got the fucking clap? I didn't think so. So get back on that fucking horse and do it again.